The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 137 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How's everybody? This is your host Kevin and I'm out today on a walk. Not a cloud in the sky, about 57, 58 degrees. The perfect day to run. So, you know, I was thinking the other day that from time to time, I lose contact with some of you. I lose contact with some of you who have become what I call regular extra milers. Folks who are kind enough to stay in touch on a pretty regular basis. And those are my favorites, by the way. Every now and then, some of those regulars just kind of disappear. And believe it or not, from time to time I stop and think about them and wonder what's up with so-and-so. I haven't heard from her for a while or from him for a while. And I think some of you will attest to the fact that when that happens, if I'm able, many times I reach out to you guys with a short note, hey, how's everything going? And that's really just a testament to the way you've all become pretty darn close friends of mine, although virtually in most cases. Anyway, I think it's kind of telling that in the vast majority of the cases when I do reach out and you and I touch base again, I find out that the reason why you have gone away, if you will, is because of some sort of life event that is keeping you from this sport that we all love. Maybe it's an injury, you know, maybe it's just other life things that have gotten in the way. But for one reason or the other, you're not able to run. And in many cases, you tell me that, quite honestly, listening to the Extra Mile, hearing others talk about their race reports or their training reports is kind of depressing to someone who's unable to do it. And although I completely understand where you're coming from, I have to politely disagree with the way you're feeling. I'm just not affected that way. And that's a weird way to open the episode, but it's my way of letting you all know that I'm going through one of those times. For some reason, I've got this weird back pain going on, and I've never been one of those people who has had back pains, thank goodness. I mean, I've got friends who I have run with for years who suddenly have back pain and have to give up pretty much all strenuous exercise forever. So believe me when I say I don't want to mess with back pain. That one can put you out for a long, long time. So a few weeks ago, I felt this little twinge in my lower back while I was running. It was just a tiny, tiny little twinge. And, you know, one of those where it was enough to make me realize it was there. Oh, I'm going through a tunnel. So I paid attention to it and didn't much hurt while I was running, but after I was finished during that day, it became a little bit more in evidence, I should say, and got to the point that although it didn't stop me from taking my walks during the day, it hurt enough while I ran that I didn't think I should do it anymore, thinking it would get a lot worse. So I took like a week off. It got better. I headed back out. And after a few days of running, I started feeling it again. So I put the kibosh on it again here for the second time. It's been, I think, 3 or 4 days since I've run. I've actually upped my walking quite a bit. I'm still getting up early in the morning and heading out for my hour of exercise that used to be a 5 mile run and has now become a little bit more than a 3 mile walk. So in any case, that's my way of saying that although I'm not running, listening to what you guys are doing keeps me motivated, keeps me wanting to do whatever's necessary to get back out there, you know? But I'm very cognizant of the fact that if I can't, and the longer this goes on, it probably would develop into one of those, I can't do it. I'm not sure I want to listen to other people do it. Anyway, I'm not there, and hopefully I won't get there. I am at the point that I'm tired of hearing myself talk about it. So, with that in mind, I'm going to stop talking about it. So enough about me. How y'all been doing, huh? I promised shorter and more frequent episodes, and I think this one qualifies. It's full of a bunch of race updates, training updates, life updates. So let's check it out and we'll chat a little bit at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile. Kevin and all you extra milers, this is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania, and I am calling in from a run. Currently at the beginning of another 10 miler, and I figured I'd just call in and say hey, and I just listened to episode 136. So I first just want to start with a couple of shout outs. One to Katie in Houston, who I had the privilege of running alongside for most of the 13.1 with Jeff back in December, and then along with your host there, Mr. Gwynn, had a very nice lunch at the airport while the three of us were waiting our respective flights back home. So, hey there, Katie. It's nice to hear you again. I also want to throw a shout out to Derek. He obviously works in broadcasting or radio. And I just have one question for Derek. How are you recording that? Because, dude, I really love your EQ. That is a very clear sounding recording. And I don't know if anybody else is geeky enough to want to know, but I would certainly be interested in knowing how you do your recordings, because, man, that sounds good. And one other thing. Of course, we heard from Chris. I was just talking about the trials and tribulations of being a race director, which I suppose, like anything else, if you've never done it, you wouldn't exactly know all the things that race directors go through. But I must say, Chris has got a uncanny knack for asking, whether intentionally or not, but asking really interesting questions when it comes to the running universe. And, you know, the one I heard him postulate in 136 was, what is the limit for the slow runner? You know, does a slow runner include those who aren't running at all? Those who are just walking, because that's their fitness level, but want to also participate in whatever the event. And I think that that's a question that bears more thought. I, of course, have a knee-jerk reaction, but I'm going to hold back on that and kind of chew that like a cow chewing its cud for a while. And I'm going to come back with an answer in a future submission. But once again, Chris, really interesting and thought-provoking question. So, to quote Kevin, good on ya. All right. Well, this is just a regular run for me. I am using a 130-30 run-walk. Although I'm not doing it right now, just so this recording doesn't get interrupted by a lot of beeps. I don't mind if my own podcast, the Seeker, has to deal with it. But they tend to run a little longer per episode than my submission here will be. So, had a nice trail run yesterday at Rocky Ridge County Park. And was quite enjoyable. I don't have anything that I'm currently training for right now. I am signed up for this year's 13.1 with Jeff again. Well, let's just come out with it. Today is Wednesday, or not Wednesday, it's Tuesday, April the 14th. So tomorrow is tax day. So needless to say, I am thinking a lot about money, and probably more so about how much more Uncle Sam has of my money. So I'm not in a sign up for a race mode right now. I'm more of a write Uncle Sam a check mode. So, but this too shall pass. So, anyway, that's all I got. Just thought I'd check in. Say hello to everybody. Great to hear you. Great to hear from you. And you all enjoy your extra mile. Take care. Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Steve Hailstone. Just a quickie update here.
the long winter seems to be just about past, and we are finally going to head into spring. It's been brutal winter in many ways, but it's winter, so you can't expect it not to behave that way. Have not been getting a lot of running in, only maybe once or twice a week, and hope to see an improvement in that. Got invited to, or made aware of a fun kind of run where it's a scavenger hunt run. That sounds like something that would be fun. My wife said, if I was interested, she would pay the fee for my birthday. So maybe we'll do that, and that'll be what's on my horizon. Let's see, nothing else much going on. We're just enjoying finally the break in winter is gone. We had some last minute snowfalls and cold weather, but looks like the grip of winter is finally going to be passed for us here in southeastern Pennsylvania. So Steve Hailstone, it is March 29th, and we're just a week away from Easter, so happy Easter to everybody. And we hope to hear you all on the Extra Mile. So that's Steve. Good Extra Mile to everybody. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you Extra Milers. This is Derek from Oroville, California, home of MarathonJourney.com and Marathon Journey the Broadcast in the foothills of the beautiful Sierra Nevada with a race report. We recently returned from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the running of the Little Rock Marathon. And once again, it was an interesting time that we had. The weather, it was cold. Well, it's been colder, I can say that, but it was pretty darn miserable. But this is the third year that we have run this race, so we came very much prepared. And I started the race looking a whole lot like I was competing in a snowmobile competition for the X Games. I did manage to get rid of one Tyvek jacket. Later on in the race, I was very upset that I got rid of that one Tyvek jacket. The temperature started at 33 degrees, and by the halfway point had warmed up to a sultry 35 degrees and rain. And it kind of bounced between there and cold during the entire run. There was a little change in the course because the bridge that we normally run over to go to North Little Rock is under construction, so the entire race this time was run in Little Rock proper. Again, the people that support this race throughout the community of Little Rock are amazing and need applause like you wouldn't believe, because it was cold running. It was miserably cold running. It was colder for the people who were standing around and passing out things that they didn't have to. And not only were all of the tables that the Little Rock Marathon put out fully staffed, there were community tables and people standing around with boxes of oranges and muffins and beer and Kleenex and beer and candy bars and beer and you name it, they were bringing it out there and cheering everybody on in spite of the really, really nasty weather. And so I got to tell you, Little Rock is one of my favorite marathons. Now, there was a huge, huge mess up this year because of the dock workers' strike in Southern California. The medals, which are arguably the largest medals in the world for a marathon, got hung up on a container ship that was not unloaded in time in order to get the medals to the finish line. Now, a week and a half out from the marathon, we got an email that told us that there was a great possibility that we would not be getting the medals because even though they were trying very hard to get them to us, they were stuck in the middle of a strike. So what happened was the medals didn't come in time for the finish, but they got the metal company to make little plastic replicas, little small replicas, which are actually larger than most marathon medals that you get, now that I think about it. And those were awarded to everyone at the finish line because the race director said they weren't going to allow someone to cross the finish line and not get an award. So kudos to the award company that Little Rock Marathon worked with and the race director of Little Rock Marathon for making sure that people who went out and braved the nasty weather that we had there got something once they crossed that finish line to show that they indeed were finishers. Now, what are they going to do? Well, as soon as the medals show up from getting through customs now, they're going to mail them to everyone out of the area. And for those that are in the area, they're going to have a big party and pass them all out. Pretty cool stuff. Well, speaking of cool, it was 35 degrees when I finished the Little Rock Marathon. I'm heading over to the Surgical Artistry Modesto Marathon, and it's supposed to be 85 degrees at the finish on that one. So we're going to do a 50-degree jump from Little Rock, Arkansas to Modesto, California. We will let you know how that one turns out. In the meantime, are you getting out there and getting your runs in? Make sure that you open up that door, put one foot in front of the other, because if you do that, I'll be seeing you out there on the road.
Hi, Kevin and Extra Milers. This is Tricia from St. Louis, and I'm calling in with a race report. My husband and I ran the Ghost St. Louis Half Marathon on Sunday, April 12th, and this was his first half marathon. Since he doesn't listen to this, I can tell you that he did not sleep the night before. He tossed and turned, and so as a result, I just slept okay. I can't say my sleep was the greatest either. But we were really fortunate because there had been a lot of tornado-like activity and hail in the area the week prior to the race. But the day of our race was an absolutely wonderful start. We had 50-ish degree weather at the start, no rain, slightly overcast. I mean, it's just the things that runners dream of. I'll cut to the chase. For the end result, this was actually a PR race for me. It was, of course, one for him since it was his first. But I ran it in 2:28 with my husband. We did use a 30-30 ratio. What was really very fascinating to me was on an almost identical course at Rock and Roll St. Louis, I had used a 3-to-1, and I had gotten about a 2:32 with that. So it's interesting to me that with the lower increments of run-walk that we felt we felt like this was very easy. I will fully admit that we did move into some 1 minute 30 run walk increments. What we did was there were a fair amount of bridges and hills, like we had to cross over into East St. Louis and come back the other side, and there was a bit of an incline on that and what I would call long rolling hills, and some of them on the course went for quite a while. So what we did was on the uphills we used 30-30, and then when we would hit downhills or just straightaways from really about mile six on, we stayed with run one, walk 30 seconds. And so we kept that up and really just decided that we would assess where we were at mile 10. And that happened to be at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery that we made that assessment. And we were both feeling strong and feeling good. So we decided to just continue to use 130 and sometimes even double that a little bit. But I don't think we really kind of almost eliminated walk breaks until between mile 12 and 13. And so what happened was we ended up having our best and fastest 3 miles and negative splits in the last 3 miles, got to like 10-something paces. And so we were just super pleased with that to finish strong. I have to say my recovery after this half marathon using this lower ratio versus 3-to-1 was completely different, faster, better. A day or two later, I was ready to run again, and I did not experience that with my first half marathon. So very excited about that. Next for us is we are looking at an early May 5K race that we'll do together. I alone am running the Chicago Marathon in October. I've got a guaranteed entry into that, so we'll be ramping up with Jeff's plan for that very, very soon here. And I am thinking about possibly making a stab at trying to qualify to become a member of the Marathon Maniacs. I thought I was crazy doing my first marathon. Now I'm doing a second. And I may have completely gone over the edge into craziness by anticipating this or potentially thinking about it. And that for me would probably be in an October, a November, and a December marathon. So I will keep you posted on what I decide, how my training goes, and if I can find the races to fall in the right time frames for all of that to happen. But thanks so much for everybody that dials in. Thanks, Kevin, for everything you do with this podcast. You have no idea how motivated it keeps me on an ongoing basis. And I hope all of you enjoy your extra mile. Thanks.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda calling from Scarsdale, New York, with a race report and a training update. So winter was terrible for me in a lot of ways. After I did the Dopey Challenge in January, I totally hit the wall. I don't know if it was burnout or the stress of my divorce or the horrible winter we had, or who knows, but I literally didn't run at all for 2 months, which is the longest break I've taken since I started running 6 years ago, something like that. So I found myself, about 6 weeks out from the Moore Magazine Women's Half, one of my favorite races and a race that I have PR'd 3 out of the last 5 years, and realized that I was really, really unprepared. I managed 2 long runs before the race. One was an 8-miler, one was a 12.5-miler. And I was getting in about 1 training run midweek per week in addition to a weekend long run. So essentially my training was pathetic. Race day was beautiful, a sunny spring day in Central Park in New York City. A really fun race as usual. It's a very hilly race, a very difficult course. And I set my sights pretty conservatively. Because of the hills, I chose to do a 15-30 ratio, run 15 seconds, walk 30 seconds, because I knew that I just needed to get through the hills. And then when I had a downhill, I would run through my walk break. And that strategy worked pretty well. It certainly wasn't a PR. It was almost 1 minute per mile, more than 1 minute per mile off of last year's PR. But I finished strong. I felt good. I was pretty sore the week after. The lack of training definitely impacted me. But most importantly, it was a fun day, and it motivated me to start getting back on track again. Last weekend, my kids and I did the Bronx Zoo Run for the Wild 5K. We did the Family Fun Walk, really cute t-shirts. We raised money for gorillas. There were animals out in the zoo, and it was another beautiful Saturday morning, and we had a blast. Definitely would do that event again. And now I am trying to start training for the Oakley Mini 10K, which is the oldest women's road race in the country. And that will be in mid-June, also in Central Park. And I'm trying something a little different. I'm doing some heart rate based training right now. And I'm just trying to get back. I'm just trying to be consistent. I just signed a contract on a new house that I will be buying sometime in June. And so I feel like my life is getting back on track and I'm ready to start running again. So that's my update. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's enjoying the beautiful spring and enjoy your extra mile. This is Dr. Amanda again. Hey, extra milers. A quick addendum to my last submission. I forgot to congratulate Mr. Nate Wagner and his wife and daughter on the birth of their second daughter, who was born yesterday, which for me was April 29th. Just a quick, nice story to show what a wonderful community we live in. For those of you who don't know, Nate's older brother many years ago committed suicide, and Nate has dedicated his life to treating mental illness and suicide prevention, and he's really a remarkable person. And we were talking about how odd it is for him to no longer have a sibling. Well, I'm one of 5 kids, and I'm from a blended family, what my parents used to refer to as a his, hers, and ours type family. And we always believed in the more the merrier. So I told Nate that I was adopting him, and I am now unofficially Nate's big sister. So Nate's newest baby girl is named Natalie, which, interestingly enough, was my mother's name. So it seems only fitting that my little brother named his baby daughter after my mother. So there you go. Anyway, congratulations to Nate and his family on a beautiful addition. Take care.
Hello, Kevin, and all the extra milers. This is Tim from Signal Mountain. I want to give a race and training update. Over the last weekend, my daughter and I ran a trail half marathon on Raccoon Mountain right outside of Chattanooga. We used it as part of our training for the Colfax Marathon, which we're going to be doing on the 17th of May out in Denver. This was her first trail half and did just fantastic on it. And then we followed that up after the half with about a 5.5 mile run on the road to get the last long run in before we started our taper week. So it went real well. She had a lot of trepidation doing her first trail run, making it a half, but she did extremely well, and I think we're in good shape for the marathon here on the 17th. I'm still kind of concerned that I haven't got any altitude training. You know, though we were run about, you know, on Signal Mountain, we're about 1,800 feet high. It certainly is not, you know, the mile high of Denver. So we'll see how we'll do when I get out there. She won't have any problems since she lives there. So she flew back to run this half with me, and I'm running out there to run the full with her. So that's the big news. I'll give you an update after we get done with the Colfax. But and one other thing, my dad is going to be doing the half marathon in the Quad Cities at the end of September, and my youngest son and I are going to go up there and do the full and run a little bit with him. Where he's from, well, lived there in Davenport for a while, and that's where I was born, so we're kind of going back to visit the home site. So anyway, I'll give updates on the Colfax, and everybody else keep posting those wonderful submissions. It's great to listen to them on the long runs. Bye.
Good morning, all you extra milers. This is Steve Hailstone from southeastern Pennsylvania. It is Sunday, April 26th. The shout out to Kevin, and enjoying listening to him on his Spreaker podcasts, Kevin Unplugged, and finally getting something here to submit for the extra mile. We've warmed up quite a bit since probably the last time I submitted. I think we were still in winter, and so I just overdue in getting something out to Kevin. So thank you for your patience, Kevin, and for the over the miles friendship. Nothing really going here as far as an organized race, though I want to consider everything I'm doing in preparation for whatever I do sign up eventually for. And taking a little break here this Sunday. I had a nice run on Friday on some challenging trails for me, and my legs feel a little bit beat up, so I'm making sure I get a good rest before I get out again. And that's really all I have to report. Again, just enjoying the spring, the all the trees are finally getting their leaves on. The grass is nice and green, ready to be mowed already. So we're ready for the summer season. So Steve Hailstone from southeastern Pennsylvania to all the extra milers. Have a great extra mile. Bye-bye.
So, good afternoon. I'm just on my way to deliver Mavis her pills. It's Monday, and I don't owe you a show today. But you're getting a small update from me, and I'm going to send this of my good buddy Kevin at the Extra Mile podcast. Hi. This is my second run today. I rode to Graham's house this morning and ran with him. So this is the quiet neighborhood that I live in Victoria, BC. I live about a mile from the water. I'm reluctant to call it the ocean because we live on an island, and the closest seawater to me is the Harrow Straits, which is a strip of seawater that connects with the Puget Sound and the open ocean, the Pacific Ocean. On the other side of the island is the Wondefuka Strait, which is the strip of ocean between Vancouver Island and the Washington Olympic Peninsula. Hi.
Hello.
It is now, in fact, raining, would you believe? But still, my mother-in-law lives about a mile from my house. So about the same distance as the ocean from my house. And the only thing between me and her is Lambrick Park, which you have probably heard me run on before. This whole run will take me 10 minutes. But that's kind of long for an extra mile submission. I want to get this one off to Kevin pretty soon so he can include it on his latest show. Tell you how much pleasure I'm getting from listening to all your submissions. It's wonderful. It really is. The fraternity of runners is wonderful. So, whether you're in Pennsylvania or Florida or Ohio, Chicago, or Boston, or Kelowna, we're one huge happy family. This is the Running Jackal saying bye-bye for now.
Oh, hi, Extra Milers. It's Rebecca here from the Peak District near Manchester in the UK. I'm halfway through a bike ride on our local trail because next weekend we're doing our first sprint triathlon in the Lake District. It's that exciting doing a triathlon, and being the first time we've done one, it makes you feel even more excited and full of nerves, and it's just great trying something new. But as usual, we haven't trained enough for it, and I've just been plagued with injuries this year. It's just been a really tricky sort of 12 months for me. but I've been able to swim and I've been on my bike a bit, even though I've only got a mountain bike, like sort of a mum's mountain bike, and everyone else is going to be on thousands of pounds worth of road bikes. But I thought, it's my first one, I'm not going to spend millions of pounds or thousands of pounds or even hundreds of pounds. In fact, I've not bought anything new except a pair of trainers a couple of months ago, because I need them anyway. So I've not bought anything new for it at all. I had a wetsuit anyway because I've done a bit of outdoor swimming before. I already bought a tri-suit because I thought I'd do a triathlon a couple of months ago, and it was only from Aldi for £15. So I haven't had to spend anything. So we're just going to go and give it a try. It's called a festival weekend, so already it sounds like fun and like everyone won't take it deadly seriously, which I'm hoping they won't. We're just going to give it a try and see. So next time I check in with you, I'll let you know how it went. It's a 400 metre outdoor swim in the lake. Then it's a 20 mile bike on sort of undulating and a little bit of climby roads. And then it's a 3 mile 5k trail run. So it doesn't sound too bad, does it? It's just working out all the bits for the transition, and I'm bound to forget something, knowing me. Alright, so thanks Kevin and everyone who submits to the podcast. It's lovely listening to you all on my bike ride, and I'll catch up with you hopefully when we've got something positive to say about our first sprint triathlon. Okay, bye.
Hello Kevin and all the extra milers. This is the very delinquent Steve Hailstone in southeastern Pennsylvania, out for a Sunday evening hike in the Peace Valley Nature Center on the side of Lake Galena, just north of Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Just out for a walk. I've been trying to give my legs a little bit of a rest. Hydration seems to be an issue I'm working against too much, so therefore my legs are complaining a bit. So I will try to improve on hydration so I can keep myself out running. Still have not selected any events to enter into, but I think I would like to soon. There's one coming up in July. It's just a local family event, and those are fun. So it's good to be out in your own community sometimes. So not a lot going on here. We have warmed up into spring very nicely. Almost like it's a month later than it is. We're in the 80s, enjoying a dry spell, though we don't want that to last too long. I think we're supposed to be dry until early June, so we have another month before they say our pattern will change. But it allows me to get out into trails that aren't quite so muddy, but the mud ones are kind of fun anyway. You're just taking a nice two-mile walk through the trails here this evening, and then enjoy some rest time. So that is what's going on here. Nothing really of great news. Looking forward to getting some time to sit and listen to your extra miles. So Kevin and extra milers, have a great rest of May. Talk to you soon.
So there you go, episode 137 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Good stuff, huh? So you see, even when I can't run, hearing what you guys are doing keeps me motivated. And like I said, the longer I go without exercising, the easier it would be to stay in bed in the morning and just go somewhere for lunch on my lunchtime instead of my lunchtime walk. So I guess what I'm saying is, thank you all. Keep it up, please. So, Tricia, we've talked about this before. You're liking those shorter intervals, aren't you? I am right there with you. I think a lot of us are right there with you. So good on you. Congratulations to the hubby for that first half too, huh? And my buddy Derek, thanks for your update for that marathon, but man, I can't keep up with you. That submission was sent before Derek's most recent marathon, so I would point you over to Marathon Journey, the broadcast, to hear his very inspirational latest update for his most recent struggle in his marathon, and I'll leave it at that. But if you're wondering where sometimes you find the gumption to keep going, or if it's smart to find that gumption while you're running a hard marathon or half or whatever, get over there and listen to the latest episode. I think you'll learn a lot from that one. My buddy Tim might just be the one runner I'm the most jealous of with all the running he's doing with his family. Now getting his daughter involved. That is the coolest ever. Thanks for sharing that one, Tim. Look forward to see how that race goes with your daughter. And thanks to Rebecca for the update. Good luck with your first triathlon. Rebecca from outside of Manchester, England. And she and I exchanged a few emails after she sent me that submission. Manchester will always hold a very, very special place in my heart for reasons I've discussed on the show before. And again, I love that accent. Keep the submissions coming, please, Rebecca. And lastly, of course, congratulations to our buddy Nate. He and his wife had a new baby girl here recently. You heard Dr. Amanda talk about adopting Nate as her brother, which gave me the idea that I'm suggesting that Dr. Amanda adopt my three children soon and send them back after they get out of college, okay? So that's about all I got for now. Just a quick reminder that if you're thinking about doing the Jeff Galloway 13.1 this December, please think about making some hotel reservations at the Regency Suites. That's available over at Jeff's website, and I'll put a link in the show notes. Those hotel rooms are going very quickly at that particular venue, and that's the one we'd like to see the extra milers book at and all be together. And before I let you go, although it's only 58 here today, it's been in the high 80s for the past week, which of course is what I call skoosh weather. So get on over to skooshbands.com and get yourself a skoosh band for this weather also. That's all I got. Y'all take care, huh? Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.